This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Trumais, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Ha'echel Truma Shaygeg, Hasham Karen V'chaymish. A fifth that the Mishnah will talk about really means a fourth of the original mount, which is a fifth of the total after this additional mount has been added. So if a non-Kayin ate Truma by accident, he must set aside the same amount of chulin plus an additional one-fifth and give it to a Kayin as replacement Truma. Echad Eichel, Ve'echad Hashayse, Ve'echad Asach, Echad Truma Tahira, Ve'echad Truma Temeya, Meshal Chumsha, V'chaymesh Chumsha. This applies whether he ate or drank Truma or rubbed Truma oil on his skin and whether the Truma was Tahar or Tameh. If he then accidentally ate that replacement with its additional fifth, he must replace it again, this time giving the original amount plus one-fifth and an additional fifth of that fifth. Einoi mishalim truma elechulin mesukanim v'heim nasin truma v'atashlumin truma. He may not give the kain other truma in its place, but must give him chulin from which tithes have been separated, and that chulin then turns into truma. The same is true if he ate that replacement and must give it again. Imratza hakayin limchol inu meichol. The kayin cannot forgive this debt, even if he wants to. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Bas Yisrael she'achla truma va'achar kach nises lakayin. Im truma shelo zacha ba kain achla mishalem es karen v'chaymesh la'atma. If the daughter of Yisrael ate truma and then married a kain, making her entitled to eat truma, and the truma she ate had not yet been given to a kain, she must still set aside the replacement truma of the original amount plus a fifth, but she may then keep it for herself. V'im truma shezacha ba kain achla Mishalem es karen labailim, v'chaymish la'atzma, meisha amru ha'oichel truma shaygig, mishalem karen labailim, v'chaymish l'kol mishi yirtze. If she ate truma that had already been given to a kain, meaning stealing it from him, then she must return the original amount to that kain, but may keep the extra fifth for herself. This follows the klal, it's a rule, that a non-kayin who eats truma must return the original amount to the kayin from whom he took it, and the extra fifth to whichever kayin he wants. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Hamaychel es payalin ves orchav truma. Hu mishalem es hakerem, v'heim mishalmen es hachaymesh divrei meir. If a person feeds his workers or guests truma without them knowing about it, then he must replace the original amount, but they must add the fifth according to Remeir. V'chachamim aymerim, heim mishalmen keren v'chaymesh, v'hu mishalem lohem demei Sudasan. The Chachamim said that they must replace the original amount plus a fifth, and he must pay them the cost of the meal that they ate. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Hagoynif Truma Velo Achla, Mishalem Tashlume Kefil Demei Truma. If a person stole truma but did not eat it, then he must repay the owner double the value of the truma like any other theft. Achla mishalem shnei kranim v'chaymish. Karen v'chaymish min hachulin v'karen demei truma. If he also ate it, then he must pay twice plus one-fifth. For one and one-fifth, he gives chulin produce which then turns into truma. For the other one, he pays the value of the truma he took. Gonav trumas hakegdish for ochlo, mishalim shnei chamoshim v'keren, shein behegdish tashlume kefil. If he stole truma that had been donated to the Beis HaMikdash and then ate it, he must pay its value plus two-fifths, one-fifth as punishment for eating truma and another fifth for stealing from the Beis HaMikdash Me'ila. He need not pay double its value as punishment for theft, since this punishment does not apply when stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Vav Mishnah Hei, Ein Mishalmin Min HaLeket, Umin HaShikcha, Umin HaPeya, Umin HaHefker, Veloma Maisa Rishon, Shenit LaTrumasai, Veloma Maisa Sheni, VeHegdash Shenifdu, She'ein HaHegdash Paida, Es HaHegdash Divrei Meir. One may not repay stolen Truma by giving the Kain his Leket, his Shikcha, Peya, or Hefker, since these things were never obligated in Truma, they cannot be converted into Truma. He can't pay with Maisa Rishon, even after Truma's Maisa has been separated. He can't pay with Maisa Sheni or Hegdish, even after they have been redeemed, since one holy thing, which is the Truma he ate and must repay, may not be repaid with another holy thing according to Reb Meir. V'chachamim matirim bo'elu. The Chachamim said that he may use these last three listed in the Mishnah as payment for the Truma, and that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Reb Eliezer Omer, Mishalmin Mimin al She'enay Minay, Obovad She'eshalim Min Hayofa al Hara. Reb Eliezer said that one may repay Truma even with a different kind of food other than what he ate, provided that what he gives is better than what he ate. For Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mishalmin Ela Mimin al Minay. Rabbi Akiva said that he must repay the same kind of food. Lefikach im ocha kishuyin shel erev shvius, yamtin lekishuyin shel maitzi shvius, v'yashalem mehem. Therefore, if he ate squash of truma before Shemitah, and there are no more squash available to give on Shemitah, he must wait until the new crop grows after Shemitah in order to repay the kayin. Mi makom shereb Eliezer mekol, misham Rebbe Akiva machmer, shenemar v'nosan lakayin, es hakodesh, kol shehu ra'u liyos kodesh, divrei Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer and Rebbe Akiva both learn their rulings from the same pasuk, that it says in the pasuk, you must give that which is holy of produce to the kayin, the sanctified produce to the kayin. Reb Eliezer understood this to mean anything fit to be sanctified as truma. Reb Akiva Omer v'nosan lakayin es hakodesh, kodesh she'ochal. Reb Akiva understood this to mean the same sanctified produce that he ate. That is the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.